Coming to you from Orange County, California, this is the Jug Life Podcast with Max Ada and Chad Wesley Smith.
I don't know, man. I mean, I'd for sure like to reiterate the fact that knowing how much you train, finding what works for you is a good idea. And here's another one just to really shoot off mistakes. So you know there's something called a minimum effective volume. You know there's something called a maximum recovery volume, theoretically. The next one is to not try to chase your training partners or people on YouTube for theirs, because you could say a guy says, you know, for me, 15 to, you know, 20 sets of arms works great for a week. Yeah, but that guy, and this is something that Brett Contreras and James Krieger, a couple of really smart guys, just wrote a really great article on, is the individual variation in training studies. So even with beginners, even advanced, intermediate, doesn't matter. When you say, okay, the average sets per week that people benefited from in this study was 15, there are some people in that group that got their best growth from 5, very few. There's some people that get their best from 25, very few. Most people on a bell curve were about 15, but you don't know where in that bell curve you are, and that's muscle group specific. So your triceps could handle no more than 10 sets per week, and they're done. And if you keep trying to do the 20 sets per week on triceps, you could be screwing yourself over and pissing away at a ton of time. On the other hand, if someone says, bro, you know, because like deadlifting, for example, most people, deadlift is a relatively fatiguing lift. Most people don't deadlift with a lot of volume. Not all people are like that. Some people could benefit from 15, maybe 20 heavy deadlifts a week. They exist. And can you imagine how screwed over that guy would feel if 10 years after starting training of whatever, decent results, he tried a high volume deadlifting program, just one of those like, fuck it, why not, and put 100 pounds on his deadlift. You'd be like, well, that's a fucking waste of 10 years under training. And people are like, yeah, deadlift really beats you up. And for 10 years, whenever anyone said that, that guy was like, I don't really ever feel beat up. They're like, no, trust me, don't go any higher. Find your own minimum effective volume, find your own MRV. Those change over time. They change based on how fatigued you are, et cetera, et cetera. Train for what you know. And don't let anyone come in and tell you, you know, it's not enough or that's too much. As long as you're thinking about things, as long as you're reading, as long as you're observing your own body's responses, you're in charge of your own training. And somebody else coming in and telling you, like, you're fucking pussy, you don't train enough, or you're fucking crazy, you're going to die doing that. Well, if you have every sign of recovery and you're making great gains, are you really overtraining? Of course you're not fucking overtraining. If you can barely feel anything and the one time you did double, you still didn't feel anything, and someone's like, no, bro, you got to back off. You got to take care of yourself. So the other big fallacy, one fallacy is not knowing that those numbers exist and just training like whatever. The other one is just trying to chase someone else and seeing how they train. And I swear to God, too many people still think that advanced athletes are like a cheat sheet of shit you should do. Advanced athletes are incredible learning opportunities if you know what to look for, but they can also be incredibly illusory if you're a copy monkey instead of just trying to gain deep insight. The real question about advanced athletes is you first of all, you look at a lot of them. Don't ever look at one, because there's a lot of fucking weird people out there. I'm sitting in front of one. How do I get knees the size of an elephant's? That'd be a really good question they ask about you. So
Nibola.
Just information. When he was talking about the over training the triceps, I was thinking about the cousin of Nibola, Elbola.
That's a deadly disease.
You get that on bench press sometimes.
So you
if you want to learn from advanced guys, look at a lot of what most of them are doing. Then you can have some commonalities, right? And in addition to that, try to ask why they are doing those things, not just, okay, what are they doing? I got to do that. It doesn't work like that.
That was a clip from episode number 27, Dr. Mike Isratel, Scientific Muscle Building. Dr. Mike always brings a lot of great information to the Jug Life, and we're always happy to have him on. If you want to hear the full episode with Dr. Mike, check out the link in our info or right here. And if you're interested in coaching for powerlifting, weightlifting, strongman, super total, or powerbuilding, visit juggernautcoaching.com through the link right there.